Welcome back to Rebuilding Lives, the podcast where we uncover incredible stories of resilience, growth, and redemption. This is episode 44, Turning Trauma into Triumph, brought to you by the Self-Development Factory, a platform dedicated to inspiring transformation and personal growth. In today's episode, we're diving into the journeys of two extraordinary individuals, John and Sarah, who faced unimaginable challenges, but refused to let those hardships define their futures. John battled years of addiction, enduring a downward spiral that seemed impossible to escape. Sarah, on the other hand, grappled with the lasting effects of trauma and pain rooted in her past, leading to struggles that almost broke her spirit. Through addiction, incarceration, trauma, and overwhelming pain, both John and Sarah found the strength to turn their lives around. With the help of self-reflection, guidance, and sheer determination, they discovered healing, purpose, and a new sense of fulfillment. Their inspiring stories serve as a powerful reminder that no matter where we come from, what we've been through, or how far we've fallen, we all hold the power to rewrite the script of our lives and create a brighter future. Stay tuned as we unpack their incredible journeys, explore the lessons they've learned, and discuss how they've transformed their pain into purpose. This is an episode you won't want to miss. John's story. John grew up in a working-class neighborhood where life seemed ordinary on the surface. He played with friends in the streets, attended school like everyone else, and enjoyed the comforts of a close-knit community. But underneath, John struggled with feelings of inadequacy and stress that he didn't know how to manage. What started as occasional weekend experiments with drugs and alcohol in his late teens quickly turned into a coping mechanism for the pressures of life. Addiction crept in slowly. At first, it felt manageable, just something to let off steam. But before he realized it, those experiments spiraled into dependence. Substance abuse consumed him, and soon enough, his choices began leading him down a path of self-destruction. By the time John reached his mid-20s, his addiction had taken over every aspect of his life. Relationships with family and friends crumbled under the weight of lies and mistrust. He lost jobs, burned bridges, and found himself isolated. The consequences of his choices caught up with him when he was arrested and ultimately incarcerated for crimes stemming from his addiction. Sitting in his cell, surrounded by cold concrete walls and the deafening silence of regret, John wrestled with questions that gnawed at his soul. How did it come to this? Is this all I'm meant to be? But then, amidst the darkness, came what John calls his moment of clarity. During a prison sobriety program, an instructor shared something that would stick with him forever. What you've lived doesn't have to define what you'll become. Those words struck a chord deep within him, unlocking a part of himself he thought had been buried by years of mistakes and self-doubt. For the first time in a long time, John felt a glimmer of hope. He began to take small but meaningful steps toward change. John leaned into therapy, confronting the pain and trauma he had been masking for years. He enrolled in every class the prison offered, from life skills to trade programs, eager to absorb knowledge and better himself. He joined peer mentoring groups, finding solidarity and strength in others who had walked similar paths. Slowly but surely, John began to rebuild the pieces of his life that addiction had shattered. When his release date finally arrived, John was determined not just to survive, but to thrive. But the road ahead was anything but easy. Rebuilding his life came with rejection, setbacks, and constant temptation. Applying for jobs was daunting. Employers were hesitant to hire someone with a criminal record. He faced judgment from society and struggled to repair relationships with loved ones who still harbored doubts about his sincerity. Yet, through it all, John remained steadfast, clinging to the belief that his past would not define his future. What ultimately helped him push forward was finding a sense of purpose. As he navigated his recovery, John discovered a passion for helping others facing similar struggles. He realized that his story, his pain, his mistakes, and his growth could serve as a beacon of hope for others still trapped in the grip of addiction. Determined to make a difference, John started a local support group for people in recovery. It began as a small gathering in a borrowed community space, where a handful of individuals shared their stories, fears, and victories. Slowly, word spread, and the group grew. Today, that group has blossomed into a thriving community that has touched hundreds, if not thousands, of lives. It provides not only a safe space to share and heal, but also resources and mentorship to help others find their own path to recovery. John has become a leader, a mentor, and an advocate, using his own journey as proof that transformation is possible. John's story is one of resilience, redemption, and transformation. Yes, he stumbled many times, but he discovered something essential in the process. We are not defined by the moments we fall, but by how we rise. His journey reminds us all that no matter how far we've fallen, there is always a way forward. And sometimes, the hardest roads lead to the most extraordinary destinations. Sarah's story. Like John, Sarah's life began with difficulties, but her struggles looked a little different. Sarah grew up in a home marked by trauma. Conflict, emotional neglect, and chaos were constants in her childhood, shaping her understanding of relationships and safety in ways that left deep scars. It wasn't a single event, but a steady stream of instability that made her feel invisible and unsupported. By her teenage years, unable to find healthy outlets for her pain, Sarah turned to substances. Drugs became her refuge, a numbing mechanism to block out memories and silence emotions she couldn't process. At first, using drugs seemed like an escape, offering temporary relief from the weight she carried. But it wasn't long before her dependency began causing the very same pain she was trying to avoid. Relationships with family and friends broke down as trust eroded and conflicts grew. Her schoolwork and career goals faded into the background, overshadowed by the grip of addiction. Day by day, her future looked shakier, each passing moment filled with uncertainty and self-doubt. Sarah often recalls the turning point vividly. "It was late," she says. "I looked in the mirror and didn't recognize the person staring back at me. All I could see was someone lost, someone I didn't want to be. I knew I had two choices, keep running from everything or face it head on." That moment became a pivotal one in Sarah's life. It wasn't easy, but she made the brave decision to ask for help. The road to recovery was anything but smooth. It wasn't glamorous or linear. It was messy, filled with setbacks and challenges. There were moments of doubt, relapses that felt like failures, and nights when giving up seemed like the only option. But Sarah kept pressing forward. Slowly, she began to rebuild her life. She leaned on her counselors during rehab, attended trauma therapy to confront her past, and gradually started learning to trust herself again. Along the way, she discovered the importance of small victories, getting through a single day, finding joy in small moments, and opening herself up to hope. What truly transformed Sarah's life, however, was finding purpose in her pain. She realized that her story, as difficult as it was, could help others. She discovered advocacy and began sharing her journey, first with small groups and later at larger events. Opening up about her struggles wasn't easy, but it showed her the amazing power of vulnerability and human connection. Her words resonated deeply with others, offering hope to those navigating similar battles. Today, Sarah is a beacon of strength and inspiration. She speaks at events, leads mental health workshops, and advocates for improved resources for young women facing trauma and addiction. She's not just surviving. She's thriving, using her past to light the way for others. Sarah's story is a testament to how even the darkest chapters can lead to profound purpose. Through seeking help, she found not just healing, but a calling. It's a reminder that no matter how far someone has fallen, there's always a path forward with courage, support, and the willingness to try again. Closing thoughts. At their core, John and Sarah's journeys remind us of one universal truth. Resilience is the bridge between pain and possibility. Despite facing immense hardships, they found the courage to turn trauma into triumph by making the choice to fight for their futures, even when it felt impossible. Their stories show us the transformative power of perseverance and self-belief. Here are the lessons we can all take from their stories. Resilience is within us all. It may feel small or buried under the weight of challenges, but it's there, waiting to be tapped into when we need it most. Even the smallest steps forward can build momentum toward life-changing growth. Finding a sense of purpose, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, is a powerful force for healing. Purpose gives us direction, fuels our efforts, and reminds us of the reasons to keep going, especially in our darkest moments. Seeking help is not a weakness. It's an act of bravery that allows us to access the tools, guidance, and support we need to move forward. No one should face life's struggles alone, and asking for help is a vital step toward recovery. Your past does not define you. Redemption is possible, no matter where you've been or what you've experienced. Every day is a new opportunity to rewrite your story, one choice at a time. If these stories touched your heart, remember that you, too, have the strength to overcome whatever challenges you're facing. Resilience may take time to uncover, but it's there, and you don't have to face the journey alone. Support, guidance, and hope are always within reach. Thank you for tuning in to episode 3 of Rebuilding Lives. If you'd like to hear more compelling stories like John's and Sarah's, or if you're ready to explore how the Self-Development Factory can support your personal growth, visit our website and subscribe to the podcast. Together, we can continue turning pain into purpose and trauma into triumph. Until next time, take care of yourself, stay hopeful, and keep growing. Your next chapter is waiting to be written.